No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra, God Bless America. This is the Steve Guerra Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. We're going to slap you right across the face and wake you up, America. It's time. Time you paid attention. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, police officers all over America leaving the job in record numbers for the first time in a long time. For the first time since Vietnam, the United States will fall short of its recruiting goals for the military. Not even close. Number two, the war on farmers continues, is coming to America soon. We'll keep talking about that. And number three, if you missed it in the last 12 or 15 hours, they've done it again. The federal government weaponizing the intelligence agencies and attacking former President Donald Trump. Attacking former President Donald Trump, raiding Mar-a-Lago, allegedly in search of potentially classified information. Potentially classified information, we're told. Really? This is like a lot of stories. This one from Fox. Multiple sources tell Fox News the FBI's raid at Mar-a-Lago is related to the materials Trump allegedly brought to his private residence after his presidency concluded. Well, he couldn't have done that because he was at the private residence when his presidency concluded on January 20th, 2021. The matter was referred to the Justice Department by the National Archives and Records Administration. Here's the thing, boys and girls. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, decides what's classified and what's not. Not the National Archives and Records Administration. Those librarians, those bookworms, don't get to decide what's classified. That is left to the president of the United States, who can declassify anything at any time that he so desires. But they claim it found classified material in 15 boxes at the residence. Well, nobody cares what you think you found. Nobody cares at all. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California issuing a warning to Attorney General Merrick Garland, who had to have signed off on this, as did Christopher. Christopher Wray, by the way, was testifying yesterday in front of Congress. He cut it short by an hour. Yeah, I've got to go. Within a short time, he was on a private jet, a jet you pay for, flying to upstate New York to a nice, quiet vacation spot on a lake. Now, why do you think he had to rush out of a hearing with members of Congress to get on a private jet that you pay for to go to upstate New York and take no phone calls? Gee, I can't figure out why. Anyhow, Kevin McCarthy telling Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. They're coming after him, and they should. Time to impeach an attorney general. Time to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security. But what they're trying to do here by weaponizing these departments is trying to influence the election of 2022. There's no question about it. The raid here from Kristi Noem, South Dakota governor, the raid on FBI, the FBI raid on President Trump's home is an unprecedented political weaponization of the Justice Department. They've been after President Trump as a candidate, as president, and now as a former president. Using the criminal justice system in this manner is un-American. Agreed. Squad member Pramila Jayapal of Washington, however, said the FBI is working toward accountability. That's what happens when you break the law, try to steal an election, and incite a deadly insurrection. Donald Trump should be in jail. I'm glad to see the FBI taking steps toward accountability. Well, let me just tell you something. Democrats, you have now declared war. You have now crossed a line you cannot come back from. I can tolerate a lot. I can tolerate a hell of a lot. I will not tolerate the attack on the institutions of the United States. I believe at this point the FBI is so compromised under Christopher Wray and the previous alleged leadership of Jim Comey that the FBI should be completely dismantled and discarded. I don't believe that the FBI can do its job any further. In order for the FBI to function any further, it must be dismantled and discarded. And if you want it, then rebuilt, but not with anything that's there now. Nothing. Sorry. I have no reason to believe in the credibility of the FBI at all. Look what happened in Michigan. Pete Hoekstra and I were talking about this last hour. the collusion of the FBI and informants and this whole created idea that somehow these stoners, these half a dozen drunkards and stoners that lived in somebody's basement were going to kidnap the governor and take her to Wisconsin and put her on trial. It was all concocted by the FBI and the weaponized intelligence services of the United States government. Otherwise, they might have gotten a conviction and trial, but of course they got zero, nothing. Well, they got acquitted because the FBI is a dishonest group. I'm not saying all agents, but I am telling you this. The administration of the FBI, corrupt. The administration of the Department of Justice, corrupt. Merrick Garland, thank God he is not in the United States Supreme Court, because some of these cases may end up there. Yeah, they may end up there. The truth is, Donald Trump had the sole discretion as to what is classified and what is not. The idea that you would send FBI agents to raid Mar-a-Lago, rip open the safe, put the place under siege, is unbelievable. Here from MSN. The search intensifies the months-long probe into how classified documents ended up in more than a dozen boxes located at Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. It occurs amid a separate grand jury investigation into efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election and adds to the potential legal peril for Trump as he lays the groundwork for another run. It's all about preventing Trump from running. If they weren't scared to death of him exposing what they are and what they're doing, they wouldn't go to all this effort. They know that he will win if he runs against Joe Biden right now. They know that he will win if he runs against Kamala Harris right now. Apparently, they wanted to square for a fight. Well, gosh darn it, you're going to get it. You're going to get the fight. We'll take it to you, boys and girls. We'll bring it right home and deliver it. No problem. You want to fight? You got it. All right. Take a quick breather here as I tip my hat to Dr. Michael Hutchinson here in Michigan. He's patented a mouth guard for athletes and anybody who takes their health and fitness seriously. Using this mouth guard prevents concussion. In fact, it reduces the incidence of concussion to almost zero. People that wore this mouth guard had a concussion rate of 0.26%. It almost eliminates concussion. Remarkable, right? Here's the other thing. It also increases strength and speed by 16%. And don't trust me. Trust the people at Michigan State University and Wayne State University. They've tested this. They've put it together. Power Plus Mouth Guard. Power Plus Mouth Guard. You can find it at powerplusmouthguard.com. And if you use PowerUp 2022 as your code, you can save 10%. PowerUp 2022 at powerplusmouthguard.com. I'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Had a chance to talk with Jim Leland and Alan Trammell over the weekend about Lou Whitaker, who had his number one retired Saturday. Jim Leland was Lou's first manager in the minor leagues at Lakeland, and Lou was the MVP of the Florida State League as a third baseman. Jim Leland said the talent was obvious. He said Lou Whitaker was just such a good athlete, and while he was a singles hitter then, Leland says he wasn't surprised. He developed into a power hitter with his quick bat and strong wrists. I asked Tram what his first impressions were of Whitaker in the instructional league that fall, and he just smiled and said, you could tell he had game. Tram said, most of all, he's so happy to see Lou get the same honor he got 4 years ago, having his number retired. As he said, there's no number three up there without number one.